209. O ye servants of the Blessed Beauty, it is clear that in this day, confirmations from the unseen world are encompassing all those who deliver the divine message. Should the work of teaching lapse, these confirmations would be entirely cut off, since it is impossible for the loved ones of God to receive assistance unless they teach. Under all conditions, the teaching must be carried forward, but with wisdom. If the work cannot proceed openly, then let them teach in private, and thus engender spirituality and fellowship among the children of men. If, for example, each and every one of the believers would become a true friend to one of the unheeding, and conducting himself with absolute rectitude, associate with this soul, treat him with the utmost kindness, himself exemplify the divine instructions he hath received, the good qualities and behavior patterns, and at all times act in accord with the admonitions of God, it is certain that little by little he will succeed in awakening that previously heedless individual and in changing his ignorance to knowledge of the truth. Souls are inclined toward estrangement. Steps should first be taken to do away with this estrangement, for only then will the word take effect. If a believer showeth kindness to one of the neglectful, and with great love gradually leadeth him to an understanding of the validity of the holy cause, so that he may come to know the fundamentals of God's faith and the implications thereof, such a one will certainly be transformed, excepting only those seldom encountered individuals who are even as ashes, whose hearts are hard as rocks or harder still. If every one of the friends should strive in this way to guide one soul aright, the number of believers will double every year, and this can be accomplished with prudence and wisdom, and no harm whatever would result therefrom. Furthermore, the teachers must travel about, and if spreading the message openly should cause a disturbance, then instead let them stimulate and train the believers, inspire them, delight them, rejoice their hearts, revive and refresh them with the sweet savours of holiness.